And now, the life of Mary Sutton. The best intentions all too often go tragically astray. Last Friday, Charles Cheney proved this sad truth to the great hurt of Mary Sutton and Max. Taking the stand against Max, the warm-hearted gangster tried to show that Max wasn't the kind to associate very intimately with a gambling ring with which he himself became implicated. In his zeal to clear Max, Cheney stumbled into revealing that he and Max had once held Dr. John Benson up at the point of guns to prevent Benson's having the gambling house raided. Well, Max definitely interested in the gambling house. Max holding up a leading citizen at the point of a loaded gun. It was all the prosecutor wanted to hear. And with a triumphant and satisfied flourish, the prosecution rested. It was the turn of the defense to undo the dreadful damage and try to save Max Sanders from a prison sentence. Recess has been called, and the courtroom is empty, except for Mary, Max, and defense attorney Gaynor, huddled in conversation about the trial tape.
Max, Mr. Gaynor, I'm sorry I spoke when I did, but I just couldn't help it. There was poor Mr. Cheney, trapped, and not knowing what to say, afraid of hurting Max.
Well, that was all right, Mrs. Sanders, all right. You know, I sure was surprised when you jumped up and yelled at Cheney to tell the truth, though. It was just like in a movie.
Well, the district attorney was pressing him so hard about who it was that pointed guns at John. I knew Cheney'd have to blurt it all out sooner or later.
And that's why I say you did exactly the right thing, Mrs. Sanders. Don't you see, by urging Cheney publicly to tell the truth that has done Max a lot of damage, it might influence the court to believe more readily the story Max here is going to tell on the witness stand.
Oh, do you really think so, Mr. Green?
Yes. I do now.
No, the DA sure had Cheney going. Well, he would have had it out of him in 10 more seconds, even without your telling Cheney to shoot the work. You always did have a good head on you, though.
Oh, thanks, Max. Oh, you can't believe. I did it on the impulse of the moment, and then I could have bitten my tongue off after it was too late.
Oh, listen, we'll have him on the run when we come up to bat. Am I right now, please?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Gaynor.
Sure, Mr. Gaynor. Well, I'd be the last person in the world who wants you to become discouraged or pessimistic, Max.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you must realize by now that the district attorney has quite a case against us.
Oh.
Now, please understand me. We haven't lost this case yet. We haven't even begun the fight.
We place all our faith in you, Mr. Gaynor.
Thank you.
And I hope I haven't spoiled things for our son.
Don't let that bother you, Mary. It's nothing to worry about. I mean, you played it smart.
Perhaps you've noticed I haven't done a lot of cross-examining of the district attorney's witnesses. Except, of course, to attack their credibility.
Well, yeah, I noticed that, Mr. Yenner, but I'm leaving it all up to you.
And for which I'm very grateful.
That's all right.
There was no use in cross-examining Cheney immediately. To begin with, the prosecutor strictly avoided asking him certain questions because he knew that Cheney had an unsavory record himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he didn't examine Cheney in that respect, I couldn't cross-examine there. Mm-hmm. You notice that he closed his case immediately after he got the incriminating testimony out of Cheney?
Yeah, boy, he pounced on him like a wolf and then shut up like a clam. He's smart, too, D.A.
I waive the cross-examination for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to Cheney later.
Yeah, but look, Mr. Gaynor, go easy on the guy, will you?
As easy as I can.
Yeah.
And still get you off on this charge.
Mr. Gaynor.
Yes?
If we should lose, I say if we should.
Mm-hmm. Now, dudes, we ain't lost yet, have we?
Now, better let her have her say. Go on, Mrs. Sanders.
How long?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's up to the judge to decide.
I know what she wants to know. She wants to know how much time they'll give me if I'm convicted.
Yes?
Well, I think I can tell you this much. 1 to 5 years.
But they wouldn't.
Mrs. Sanders, the defense has two purposes. First, we try to get a complete acquittal.
Mm-hmm.
Failing that, we aim for the best settlement we can possibly make with the law.
A year. 2 years.
Well, it's impossible to say right now, Mrs. Sanders.
There's no use getting worried, Mary. Mr. Gaynor knows his apples. Boy, he's going in there and giving us stuff, ain't he?
We're going to do our best, too. I I suppose I could save your own testimony for later, but I'm not going to, Max.
No?
Is Maris going to testify today?
Yes, he's going on the stand right after recess.
The palms of my hands are getting all wet with sweat.
Well, what do we do when I'm nervous? Well, you have nothing whatever to fear, Max. You've told me your story. Now, you'll tell it to the court exactly as you told it to me. Frankly, straightforwardly, unemotionally. That's your only chance.
But, Mr. Graham, Max is still upset. Perhaps if you wait
a little... No, Mrs. Anders. By jumping up in court and urging Cheney to tell me the whole truth, even if it hurts your husband, you created a fine psychological situation. And that's what I'm banking on now. The court and the jury realize that your intentions are honest. If you'll be honest when it hurt, it's fair to assume you'll be honest all the time. Anyhow, let's hope they see it that way.
I know, but it's such an utterly fantastic story.
Well, it's true. What about that letter I wrote? Now, that proves it's true. It proves that I wanted to break up again.
Now, you mustn't be too hopeful about that letter, Max.
Hmm?
I'll introduce it by all means, but don't count too much on it. You must be prepared for possible ridicule when you tell your story.
I know. It's going to be hard to make them believe that Max really aimed to round up the gamblers himself.
Well, it just happened that someone else tipped the cops before I got around to it.
Well, I'll help you along when you're on the stand. And don't get excited or angry when the prosecutor cross-examines you. Stick to your story and ignore his sarcasm.
Yeah. Well, I'll just look out at Mary and she'll give me a big smile.
Just
look
at the doctor. $1 million worth of charm goes a long way in a courtroom. Well, I'll just step out for some milk and a sandwich, if you don't mind now.
Sure, go right ahead.
Keep up the old fight in him, will you, Mrs. Sanders?
Max.
Yeah, Tess.
He is a good lawyer.
Well, so they say. He's one of the top notchers in these parts. Seems to know what it's all about, all right. That's what makes it worse, I'm afraid.
Yes.
Yeah. He ain't very optimistic, is he?
But darling, he's right not to build a lot of false hopes.
There, you see, you don't think I've got a chance either.
Oh, you have, Max, you have. You heard him. You've only begun to fight.
Oh, I ain't got a leg to stand on. You both know it as well as I do. Don't you? Don't you? What'll Phyllis do if I get the clink? What'll you do, Mary?
Well, you mustn't think of that now.
Yeah, but what about you and the kids? That's what I want.
Dr. Benson will see that we don't meet with any hardship, dear.
What'll you do without me for maybe 2 or 3 or 5 years. Mary, I'm your husband.
Please, Max, you mustn't break up now. I thought we'd talk that all over before the trial.
Yeah, I know. Well, I can't help it, Mary. Say, look, I got an idea. Say, where are we at? I mean, how high are we? Huh?
How high?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, what floor are we on? Say, those guards are half dopey. They ain't watching me worth a nickel. I could get out of a window.
Max, you wouldn't.
Well, why wouldn't I? With what I got to lose if I don't, I'm going to make a break.
You're not, Max.
I'll let go of my sleeve.
They'll capture you. You'll be a fugitive. You'll be admitting you're guilty when you know you're innocent. For my sake, Max, don't.
Oh, look, you and the kids could meet me when it blows over. I couldn't stand it to be locked up and away from you. And you couldn't stick it out for long without me, Max. You're my wife. We need each other. Now, let me go.
Very well, Max. Do as you wish. But if you're running around a lot, I never want to see you again.
You mean you...
I mean it, Max. I don't want to be ashamed of the man I love. I'd rather not have him.
Okay, that's okay. You win. Well, let's just sit and wait. Holding hands, huh?
Like a couple of lovers in a park. Or anyhow, Max, like a couple of lovers.
You are going to be called to the witness stand next, Max. Speak in your own behalf. Do your best knowing the high prize that awaits you for victory. Mary, a wife among a million, perhaps. Freedom, help for your sister Phyllis. Vindication in the eyes of your fellow man.
.221.